Good morning, my friend. Hope you're doing well. It is D-Day, June 6th, 1944. Of course, was the day that the Allies launched their invasion of Normandy to take the beaches and bring the fight to the Germans. And ultimately, that battle would lead to the end of World War II. But it was not over on D-Day. It was just getting started. In fact, it took about 6 weeks before they really got established and got through the hedgerows. And if you go watch Band of Brothers or one of those shows, you'll see, if you remember or if you've never heard about it, the fighting didn't start and end on D-Day. It just got started. And so today I want to spend a quiet time just kind of thinking about when your heart, when your life gets to the point where you know that this war is not going to end, whatever the war that you're fighting is, whatever the problem is, it's not going to end by diplomacy or pretending it's not there or putting a little medicine on it anymore. It's time to take the fight to the enemy and get this thing taken care of. And it's time to deploy to the war and get it done. When you know that, and it's D-Day, and you got to get after it, I got two scriptures for you today. When you know, there's two things you have to do. And I was thinking about that this morning when I got the actual orders to, that I had to deploy to Iraq. There's some things that have to change when you get deployed. One of them is you can't take everything in your life with you to the war. There's certain things that you just can't bring. You can't bring your TV. You can't bring your microwave. Can't bring your pickup truck. There's stuff you can't bring. There's people you can't bring. There's things that you literally cannot get on the plane with because you're being deployed. You got a set of things that you need that will help you accomplish the mission. And there's other things in your life that either aren't allowed or aren't practical or would be counterproductive or be harmful or might get you killed. There's things you can't take with you. There's behaviors and habits and things you just have to, the day that you deploy, they get left behind. There's no weaning yourself off of them. There's no, you know, sneak them into your duffel bag. You're going to get deployed with a set of stuff that you're allowed to take, and you've got to, everything else has to stay behind. And Hebrews 12 starts off like this, Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses, another translation says the great cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight. Another version says cast off. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Another translation says let us cast off everything that hinders, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Now that sounds pretty hard, right? Cast off everything that might be holding us back, that might trip us up, that we're not allowed to deploy with. But verse 2 gives us the how. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. And New International says, we fix our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. So here's the deal, friend. We're getting deployed. It's D-Day. It's time to get after it. Okay? No more games. No more waiting. No more managing. It's time to get after it. There's something in your life that you need to take the fight to. And it's time. It's D-Day. The orders have come down. And the good news is you can fix your eyes on Jesus. And Psalm 144:1 says this, blessed be the rock, my Lord. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. You'll have the training and the expertise. When I got deployed to Iraq, they didn't send me in there alone. They sent me in there with the proper equipment, with the right team of people. They made sure I had the proper training and certifications and that we drilled and repped everything that might hurt us or might hinder our mission. We were ready to deploy, and you are too. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to, just like the Allies did through the hedgerows, by July 26th or so of 1944, they had their breakthrough. They had to get on the beach on June 6th, and they had terrible, devastating fighting, and it was hard, and they went through a lot. But they were ready. They were trained. They'd remodeled their bodies and their kits and their gear, and everything was ready to go. And they deployed on D-Day, June 6, 1944. But that was just the beginning of the fight. Tomorrow we're going to have a Tuesdays with Tata. We're going to talk about prayer. I did a little interview with Tata yesterday. Wednesday, we're going to actually pull the ripcord, and we're going to parachute into this battle, okay? And so for a few days, we're going to talk about what happens when you get on the beach and you start the fight, what to expect then. Today, I just want you to get your kit ready, and I want you to think about What would you need to cast off? What would you not be allowed to deploy with? If you're going to get in the fight, finally taking care of this thing that's in your life, this relationship, this problem, this financial situation, this addiction, this habit, this failure to learn how to stand up for yourself, whatever it is that you need to get after in your life, that this battle that you've been putting off or avoiding, or you haven't been able to take the fight to or haven't known how to. Well, now you've got orders, friend, and it's time to deploy. It's D-Day. It's time to go. We're going to play Tommy Walker's song, Breakthrough. I played it yesterday on the Patreon episode. I ended up releasing that episode to everybody because it was so important about suicide prevention. So if you haven't heard that one yet, check out the episode yesterday about suicide and suicidal ideation and all of that. Very important message that I shared with everyone, even though it was supposed to be patron only, but just my heart said everybody needed to hear that. So check out yesterday's episode. I think it's valuable and important. It was called Breakthrough Suicidal Ideation. And I played this Tommy Walker song called Breakthrough. And I'm going to play it again for you today in case you haven't heard it. But this is kind of my theme song right now. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to deploy. We're going to be ready. We're going to take the fight to the enemy. And we're going to finally achieve victory in the things that have been holding us back. But you got to get your kit ready. So today, your only assignment, friend, besides worshiping a little bit with this beautiful song from Tommy, your only assignment is go to Hebrews 12:1 and figure out the things that you need to cast off, that you need to strip off, that you need to throw away, that you cannot deploy with, the things that you're holding, that are holding you back. And get ready to go. And start today.
Break through all my doubts. Break through all my fears. Break through that I may worship you. Break through all my. Break through all my guilt and my shame. Break through like only you can do. You are brighter. Some of us here, God,
ashamed, but we just don't feel like you're even near us, oh God. We feel like we don't even know if you're listening. Come, break through our doubts, oh God, and bring faith. Be the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Build it up even now. Help our unbelief, we pray, oh God. Lord, I pray for depression in this place, God. People just living with sadness and hopelessness. God, break through, oh God, and bring a joy that is our strength, a joy that's deep, a joy that's strong, oh God. Bring a peace that passes understanding, oh God. God, I pray for broken bodies in this place. Break through with healing power, we pray, God. Break through, oh God. We believe you can do it, Lord. And we pray, God, I pray for marriages in this place, breakthrough in relationships, Lord, that forgiveness and mercy and kindness would reign in our homes and in our families. Hallelujah. Sing it again. Just sing, oh, breakthrough. This is our prayer, Lord. This is our prayer.
Breakthrough.
That's right. Stand with me and sing that.
Like only you can do.
You can do it, Lord.